The church in front of us, the heart of every monastery, is dedicated to St. John the Baptist. The reason for its name lies in the fact that St. Bruno founded the original Charterhouse, or Grand Chartreuse, in France, on this saint's name day. For almost 180 years, the church was a mighty ruin, as the vaults had collapsed in the mid-19th century due to lack of maintenance of the building. Almost 200 years later, the church finally has a roof again. It is a modern, well-thought-out architectural solution consisting of two parts, a fixed section and a movable one. The fixed part is above the south wall. It is covered with historic slate and has the original Gothic pitch of 60 degrees. Inside the fixed part of the roof is the movable part, which rests on the north wall and can be raised or lowered according to the weather. Thus, even inside the church, you can still see the sky. The roof is there, but at the same time, it is not. Immense pillars, seen on the facade in front of us, indicate that the church must have been originally vaulted. The main entrance into the church is from the left, the west side. Let's walk there. The entrance today is, unfortunately, in ruins. But on the facade, we can still witness the beautiful construction of carefully hewn stone blocks, some of which turn out to be unusually big marble pieces. Between the block stones, at a height of about 3 meters, you can still see the remains of an extremely rare gouging of the outer wall, which was the only decoration of the building for a long time. At shoulder height, you can see a well-preserved marble cornice decorated with crosses and rosettes.